And we are back. Black and a Half, episode number 183. Welcome, I'm Silas Lindenstein, your host for the longest running comedy podcast in Seattle. Probably. Today is another Black and a Half reviews edition. I've got three movies to review for you. I will tell you, I do have interviews coming up. I do have some interviews lining up. Just got to make the things are format is getting worked on, but I got to get an episode out to you each week, and I got to get these movie reviews out to you. Today, I am reviewing the new Disney film that comes out the Thanksgiving weekend, Encanto. I'm reviewing King Richard, a film that just dropped on, well, on both HBO Max and in theaters this past weekend, and from Netflix, the new film Tick Tick Boom. Okay, so those are the three I'm doing for you today. Thank you so much, folks. If you are not subscribed to the show yet, if you have not subscribed, I really need you to do that. I really need your help with some things, and subscribing is that number one thing. Go to Apple Podcasts and subscribe so we got the downloads marked immediately. Okay? I need that. Leave a 5-star rating. Okay? And write a comment that helps with everything. And then if you want to become a member of the League of Extraordinary Listeners for just $1 a month, you can go to patreon.com/blackandahalf. And become one. Or you can even upgrade a little and become an Inner Circle member, like Stefan Ward, Keith Nagel, just for like the price of a venti something at Starbucks. You can become an Inner Circle member, and I'll say your name here until we have too many people to do that, because then it would be awkward. It would just be a long show of name after name after name. But we'll get you perks, though. There'll be perks for that. So that's it, okay? And also, feel free to check out my other podcast, You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein, where I teach people all over the nation the step-by-step process to buying a home. You can check that out at yourbuyingahome.com or, Apple Podcasts or anywhere you get your favorite podcast from. Go there, find that show, download it, and you can listen to me talk about home buying, and then come back here and listen to me talk about movies. And that pretty much sums up my life right now. Movies and houses. I want houses full of movies. I want more media rooms. I need one for myself too, but that's it. Samantha's on assignment. She'll be back with us shortly. That's it. So after the music, we'll get to it. So please open your hearts and open your ear holes and listen to episode number 183, Black and a Half Review.
Stand by to receive our transmission. Stand by to receive our transmission.
Alrighty, we're back. You're dancing. You're still dancing from that. And here we are. We're here. We are going to talk about Encanto. Encanto. It's a new from Disney. It's the Disney yearly movie. So it's a musical. It's Disney. So it's like PG. Running time 99 minutes. It's directed by Byron Howard and Jared Bush. Screenplay by Jared Bush and Charisse Castro Smith. story by Jared Bush, Charisse Castro Smith, Byron Howard, Jason Hand, Nancy Cruz, and Lin-Manuel Miranda. Who does the music? Who does the music for this? Which is a great job. A great job of the music on this. And then, let's see, it had a budget of $120 million. Stars Stephanie Beatriz, John Leguano, Maria Cecilia Botero, Diane Guerrero, Jessica Darrow, Angie Zapata, and Wilmer Valderrama. Cinematography. I always think cinematography is funny on an animated film. I know it exists. It's just funny to me. Right? So Disney film, it's coming out this weekend. Encanto. So briefly, Encanto is a 2021 American computer animated musical fantasy. The plot. Encanto is about a family called the Madrigals who live in an enchanted town in the mountains of Colombia. Every child but one of their magical house has been granted a unique ability, such as strength or healing powers. Mirabel, the only ordinary Madrigal, discovers the magic is under threat, and she may be the only one to save it. That's from them. And you know what, folks? I have not been that pleased with my movie reviews lately. So I because I have a format, and I haven't been, I've been following it, and it just hasn't felt as much like me. And so I did want to change it up a little. So I did actually write it out. I incorporate the same thoughts. I like always want to put in three good points, three bad points, a lesson on it. But this time I wanted to like write something out more. And you know me, I write stuff out and I kind of improv off of it a little bit. But so it's going to be a little different, okay? Not to repeat myself much, but so here I go. My review of Encanto. Everyone in Mirabel's family has magic, except her. Her mom can magically heal injuries. One sister has super strength, another one makes flowers bloom, but Mirabel is just ordinary. Centering around the night of the newest family member to turn 11 and about to receive their powers, Mirabel begins to see cracks in the family's magical home and the others' magical abilities. While everyone else has great magical powers, it is Mirabel who seems the most capable of stopping what is happening and saving her family. Encanto is a heartwarming tale that reminds us of the magic of being ordinary. Thanks to social media, we now live in a world where we look at everyone else as special. Other people seem to have the perfect family, the perfect marriage, the best job, and they are the best cooks. Other people seem to be living such grandiose lives, traveling and eating out, making our own lives feel boring. But being ordinary is okay. Being normal is your own way of standing out. Encanto shows us that even those feeling like they have everything perfect are also having problems and even sadness. And what do they present to the world as an illusion? The true magic is being able to embrace who you are and for that to be accepted by others. Another wonderful and musical arrangement with original music by Lin-Manuel Miranda adds some more diversity of style to the Disney library. An imaginative story, wonderful music, and a continuation of non-princess-centered female protagonists makes this a delightful film. I especially enjoyed the fact that this film is set in Colombia, so never another very different setting than they're used to. I had great feelings leaving this. I had great company. My friend Anna Marie came with me to see the film at the press screening, and I know she loved it as well. So she'll vouch for that. It is I definitely love Disney. I love a lot of Disney stuff. I love the Disney works. And if you're not a Disney fan, I don't know that this is going to bring you over. But You know, when I first saw the preview and I thought I saw that it wasn't like a princess kind of film, it's like, well, what's this going to be like? I wonder what they're going to do. And so I was delighted to see how in depth the story was, how detailed it was and everything. Because sometimes I worry that if it's not one of the princess stories that they can see them where they're going to make all this money off all the princess merchandise. I worry that they're not going to put as much effort into it. I don't know why I worry about that, but it's it was a delightful film. I think you should check it out. I have a 3-star rating, 3L system here for a rating. So films either get a love it, a like it, or a lose it. Love it, that's that film you want to tell people right away. As soon as you see it, you text them, post on Facebook, tell people you got to see this film. I love it. Like, it's a broad spectrum. It's kind of like you're watching, you're flipping through some channels, it comes on, you'll put the remote down, you'll watch at least a scene. No, you enjoy it. You'd recommend it to people, but you're maybe not ecstatic about it. It can even be a bad film that you like, you know, like you can't help yourself. Then lose it is I watched this so you don't have to. Don't ever try. Don't put yourself through that unless misery is what you want to feel. Okay. Now, Encanto, I'm going to give it a like it. Strong like it. I really enjoyed the film. Animated films can only go so far for me. But so it's about as strong as I can get. Is it a Frozen or Frozen 2? I don't think so. I don't think it's that good. But it's really good. It's really fun. And I love, like I said, mentioned in the review, I love as they add different types of music to the Disney library. I'm really enjoying that. Okay. Our next film, King Richard. King Richard. Okay. This just came out on HBO Max and on, of course, it's a Warner Brothers film. So it's in the theaters as well. Just released. Directed by Ronaldo Marcus Green, written by Zach Balin, and produced by Tim White, Trevor White, and Will Smith, starring Will Smith, Enginu Ellis, Sania Sidney, Demi Singleton, Tony Goldwyn, and John Bernthal. Let's see. It is a runtime of 145 minutes. Woohoo! It's a long one, but it's not too bad. Budget, $50 million. That was probably mostly Will Smith, right? That's funny. It doesn't mention. I thought maybe they're consulting producers. I thought the story is about the Williams sisters' dad. Okay. Williams sisters' dad, who was known as, he got called King Richard a lot. His name's Richard Williams. And a lot, I did hear right away when the film was coming out, people said, well, how come they're doing a film about the dad and not the sisters? I mean, this does show the sisters in this, right? But it is really about the influence that the dad had on them and how he pushed them to be who they are. And they were I read that they were producers on the film, so I'm not sure what producing role, but so this was not made like against their wishes or anything. It was definitely, they were involved in the creation of this. So you can assume there is it's an element of some of the stuff that they may have glossed over, maybe stuff they don't want to talk about, don't want hinted at, but they definitely showed its faults. Some of their faults. Let me see, just the premise here. Richard Williams is raising his two daughters, Venus and Serena, plus his three stepdaughters in Compton, California. Venus competes in the ITF junior circuit before going pro in 94 at the age of 14. Richard expresses hesitation about her going pro to the chagrin of her mother. Richard soon changes his mind and signs them both up with his daughters with the coach Rick Mackey. The family moves to Florida. Once the two daughters become professional players, Venus competes against somebody from Spain in 94. They're telling the whole film, also out of order. It's not even the order of the film. So anyhow, so same thing. I did a write-up on this. Richard Williams has a plan to turn his two daughters into world champion tennis stars. You'd be hard-pressed not to know the final outcome of this plan. Venus and Serena Williams are two of the all-time great tennis players. But how did they get there? King Richard hopes to show the father behind these two tennis champs and how his choices drove his daughters to their destiny. The film version of Richard Williams is a driven man, passionate, caring, slightly flawed by his own hubris. The real-life Richard Williams was even bordering on cruel and unlikable in many ways. But casting Will Smith in that role makes it a challenge for you not to like him. The film really shows how hard work and determination in the face of adversity can lead to great things. Will Smith does a fantastic job of portraying King Richard, a nuanced performance where he transforms into the character. Not to be outdone, though, is Ajuwanu Ellis, who plays Richard's wife, Orsine, who delivers perhaps the best monologue of the film. Normally, I find biopic picks to fall short at the end, but this one really delivers in telling the full story. Here's what I don't like about biopics, typically. Usually, like people's life, it just kind of peters out and there's not much. I like that they only chose a section of the life. Basically, her life, the life of the Williams from right before they got tennis coaching and starting. So the sisters had already been working it, getting ready, until after they start turning pro, or one of them turns pro. So it falls at maybe like a 2 to 3 year period. And I think that is perfect. That's a perfect biopic for me because you're just getting the slice so you can really tell a full rounded story. Will Smith is great in it. The wife was Miss Richards. They divorced later on in real life, but Mrs. Richards, she's fantastic in this. She delivers a monologue that I'm like, oh, I wish I had a movie review show where I showed clips because her monologue would be part of one of the clips. She puts up with a lot from him that they don't show on camera, but you have to infer. It's fascinating to see how the Williams became the Williams sisters. Yes, this is fiction, but based on a lot of truth. They left some snutty stuff out that King Richard did, I'll say, to them, and the choices he made, like living in Compton. Oh, Compton girls made it out. You know, they never had to live in Compton. He did it on purpose so that they would face adversity. That's not in the film, but that's crazy. And I believe one of their relatives even died in Compton, and they didn't need to be there. It's like it was like a random shooting. So there's definitely flaws in this plan, I mean, it's for them. But ultimately set them on the right path. Now, I worry, do people watch this and be like, oh, I'm just going to be this hard on my kids, and then they're going to become tennis stars or whatever. No, don't be that parent. You don't have to do it. This is very extreme. Though I think the good lesson is the facing hardships and adversity and pushing for what you want. I do believe you can get it. I think people have a lot of willpower is keeping them back from a lot of things in life. A bunch of mumbo jumbo that I don't believe in, but but it works. So it's weird. And what's really weird here is this collection of films that we have. First we have a musical, right? Then we got a non-musical, but it's about someone so determined to be great or to make his daughters great. And then the final film that I'm reviewing, Tick, Tick, Boom, is a musical about somebody who wants to be great, who's really striving to be great. Tick, Tick, Boom. Man, this gut punch to... Can I have a gut punch in the face? Because that's what it felt like. Like, it hit me in the gut, but my face was like, boom, knocked me out. This moved me more than... There's only one other movie that moved me this year as much. That was Coda. This movie threw me into an existential crisis. I already knew about... So this movie is about Jonathan Larson. For those of you that don't... Jonathan Larson wrote the movie Rent. Now, this may be a spoiler, but they kind of spoil it in the beginning, and it's like a real-life person. Like, you should know this happens, and in fact adds to the level of the film. The real-life Jonathan Larson wrote Rent. He died opening day of Rent. Never saw it perform on Broadway. And it's about his life, and it is so important as part of this film. Quickly. Okay, so Tick, Tick, Boom, directed by Lin-Manuel Miranda, screenplay by Steve Levinson, based on Tick, Tick, Boom by Jonathan Larson. So there was a musical that Jonathan Larson wrote called Tick, Tick, Boom. It was like a monologue musical, one-man monologue musical. And then after he died, it became they altered it to become a three person. And now they adapted it for a screenplay to make it sort of this partially documentary style and partially just it's full on. It's not three person. It's a full on musical. They adapted some things. This is Lin-Manuel Miranda's feature directorial debut, and it's fascinating to read about why that is. And he's the right one, because Hamilton, there's so much about Jonathan Larson and the Hamilton that connect. It's amazing. This stars Andrew Garfield, Alexander Shipp, Robin De Jesus, Joshua Henry, Judith Light, and Vanessa Hudgens. Cinematography by Alice Brooks. Let's see. Runtime is 121 minutes. The box office doesn't matter. Budget's not. I don't think that's released because it's Netflix. Distributed by Netflix. Came out November 12th in the United States. So, my review. Artists like Jonathan Larson worked tirelessly to leave a legacy out of fear that they didn't have enough time. The title of this film alludes to an imaginary time clock in Larson's head that would set off a bomb. He needed to accomplish something in his own eyes before he turned 30, or everything could explode and his time would be over. In truth, the real-life Jonathan Larson lived to be 35, dying on opening day of the musical he created that changed the landscape of Broadway musicals forever. This is his somewhat autobiographical tale. Autobiographical? Tick, 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 Boom is powerful. It creeps into the vulnerable watcher and explodes. It will resonate deeply with those fearing that they won't achieve their dreams before it's too late. This film shook me to my core. Yes, there are some stereotypes we are familiar with. The artist turned executive for the money. The struggling artist waiter that just isn't getting a break. But the characters are very accurate and very real. Tick, Tick, Boom is set during the HIV epidemic of the 80s, which further adds to Larson's fear of running out of time. His friends around him are dying. His friends are dying, and his girlfriend is considering leaving the hustle and struggle of New York City for something safer and kinder. Andrew Garfield as Jonathan Larson is perfectly cast. It's perfect casting. He brings out a vulnerability that you love and empathize with. The sensational music written by Larson has a timeless quality. While written in the 80s, it is really could have been written last week. A sample of the genius that was at work and what we lost. Lin-Manuel Miranda directs this film with great care. He is the perfect choice for his film for this film, as his show Hamilton was also about a character who felt he was running out of time and had to produce lots of work as fast as he could. This is also a love letter to Broadway, featuring a brilliant scene of cameos during the number Sunday, a sort of tribute to Sunday in the Park with George by Stephen Sondheim, Larson's real-life mentor. From top to bottom, this is a masterful musical. I loved it. This film, like I said, it hit me really hard. Made me feel lots of emotions and think I'm always worried that I'm not leaving a legacy. Here I am on episode 183 on a podcast. Sure, Stephen Sondheim wrote West Side Story by the time he was 30. I have a podcast and I'm over that age. Look, a lot of us have fears of not accomplishing and leaving a legacy, and that's what this film is about. It's about trying to beat that, the bomb going off, and it's over. And it's so, Larson was so prophetic about his own mortality. He knew, it's like he knew it was going to happen, and it did. And it's so, so sad. So sad. Lin-Manuel Miranda is everywhere now. He's a prolific writer and he's working everywhere creating art. And that would have been Jonathan Larson as well. Larson absolutely would have been everywhere. And it's tragic. Every death is tragic, but, and there's something about taking an artist leaving us too early just feels extra. And it was a long time ago, so I guess I'm over that part a little bit. But this film really gets to those emotions about what I want to do with my life. I don't know if you're like that. It made me want to be better. It made me want to be better at movie reviews. It made me want to be better at filmmaking and real estate. Yeah, sure. Why not? Okay, I'll be better at that. That makes me money. But it really makes me want to be great at my art, my arts, the different things I express myself doing. And that's what a great film should do. A great film should motivate you. And yeah, like it should. It was funny because I was hearing someone talked about a film, whether it was life-changing or not. And I've always thought life-changing films should... I thought a life-changing film was something that people completely dropped what they were doing and changed their life because of a film. But a film that could change... If it can just change your way of thinking about something, how that can be life-changing. And I think this film could do that. I think this film could change people's lives in motivating them to get better or to do something. And also about seeing what they have around them. Like, you know, a lot of us will say, I don't have anything. And I never achieved my goals and I don't have anything. But other people look at you and they're like, man, I think you have so much. So It's all, you know, there's trade-offs. Anyway, Tick Tick Boom gets from me on my 3L system, gets me a love it. Gets a love it from me. King Richard gets a like it. I forgot that. King Richard gets a like it. This one, Tick Tick Boom, gets a love it. And that's it. That's the three for this episode. Encanto by Disney, out now in theaters this weekend. That gets a strong like it from me. King Richard gets a like it, and Tick Tick Boom gets a love it from Silas at Block and a Half. That's the program, folks. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Interested in my other podcast, You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein, check that out at yourbuyingthehome.com or wherever you listen to your podcast. Or check, and remember to get out there and do that 5-star review on Apple Podcasts for us. I appreciate you so much for coming back each and every week. I promise you, we got some interviews coming back. It's going to happen, and we'll get Samantha back in a capacity. It's going to be fabulous. Thank you for being there. Black and a Half. Live long and prosper.